Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate you, Mr. President, for your assumption of this important responsibility of this august body at this challenging time. Please be assured of our full support to you. I wholeheartedly support your decision to hold today's meeting in hybrid format for the sake of inclusiveness at the current exceptional health conditions. I would like also to thank the Secretariat for the extensive support it has provided to us throughout this challenging period. Mr. President, while fully appreciating precious endeavor undertaken by the P6+2 to advance the CD's work, we regret that no consensus was reached on the program of work package that would have enabled us to launch substantive discussions in a structured manner and paved the way to start negotiations on new disarmament instruments. We, the CD member states, need to show to the world that the CD is relevant in tackling the problems posed by the current severe international security environment. To this end, the CD should conduct substantial discussions to lay the groundwork for a future commencement of disarmament negotiations, which is the core mandate of this body. Irrespective of the adoption of the POW, Japan therefore welcomes any practical approaches enabling substantial discussions on the agenda items of the CD, for example, ones based on an adopted schedule of activities. The cooperation among the P6+2 as well as an enhanced leadership derived from it were a significant positive development this year. In particular, I found efforts of the P6+2 to lay out all the activities for this year helpful. I sincerely hope the next year's presidencies will continue this good practice. Mr. President, as you have pointed out, it has been 75 years since the atomic bombing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This year at the Peace Memorial Ceremony in Hiroshima on August 6th and in Nagasaki on August 9th, Japanese Prime Minister Abe delivered his speech. He took note in his speech of the current severe security environment as well as of the difference in positions among states on the matter of nuclear disarmament. Prime Minister Abe called for further efforts to reduce mistrust through mutual engagement and dialogue in order to build a common ground. In his speech, Prime Minister Abe reiterated his commitment to lead international efforts toward the realization of a world free of nuclear weapons by working tenaciously to build bridges between the states with different views and to prompt actions by and dialogue between the states. On a similar note, I would like to emphasize the importance for the coming NPT review conference to produce a meaningful outcome, especially because this year marks the 50th anniversary of the entry into force of the treaty. In our view, concrete outcome in the field of nuclear disarmament is of crucial importance for the success of the conference. Japan, on its part, is determined to continue and even redouble its efforts to achieve common grounds through our national and collective efforts. Mr. President, now let me touch upon briefly certain specific issues to which Japan attaches particular importance as far as the CD activities are concerned, namely FMCT and the outer space. An FMCT is an important building block for a world without nuclear weapons. We must exert our political will to build on the discussion on FMCT thus far and to commence negotiations as soon as possible in the CD. The CD has discussed this matter for many years. The issues concerning the concerning the components of the treaty have been amply addressed. I would like to recall that since 2014, both the group of government experts and the high-level expert preparatory group produced their consensus final documents that provided recommendations and indicated potential elements of a treaty. We have to make best use of